Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Well, we introduced the story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch yesterday, but we didn't read anything, just did a little expose of the book of Acts. So here we are in Acts 8:26. I want to read a few verses in, and we'll stop and talk. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go toward the south, along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert." So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury, and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Now we'll stop there for a moment. I just want to introduce the character, and I want to show you that Philip, being led of the Spirit, is told to leave the villages in Samaria where he's been preaching and to go south from Jerusalem towards Gaza and to literally go to a deserted place, is what the Greek says. The New King James says this is desert, but it's a deserted place. So he has to be following the Holy Spirit to go down here. It's not like he's going into a high population center. The Holy Spirit is literally going to lead him into this place for one person. And I find it striking that the Holy Spirit does that to this day. I've got on an airplane, flown across the country, preached, didn't feel like we were that effective, had conversations with people, maybe ran into one person. We conversed back and forth. The Holy Spirit gives me something to say into their life. You can see a light bulb go off. That whole trip, while all kinds of other things were happening, I've left trips before thinking I was there for that one conversation with that one person. The Holy Spirit brought us all that way. Not that it had to be me, but it's what he chose. There's no real reason why, but it's what he chose. And I think Philip goes for this Ethiopian eunuch. He doesn't realize that. It's a man of great authority. Now, it's important to note that a eunuch is a castrated male. When the boys would be about to head into puberty, they would be castrated. Jesus mentions the eunuch when he says some are eunuchs from birth, some are eunuchs, you know, by choice, some are eunuchs for the Lord's sake. It's an interesting passage by Jesus. It basically, and I don't want to get too deep into it, but because I want to get deeper in the next few days over this actual eunuch, but there was a very effeminate quality about a eunuch. I won't try to venture towards each one's sexual preference. That would be painting with too broad a brush. But there was certainly an effeminate quality, and most eunuchs were to accompany the king or queen in personal matters. Not necessarily of a sexual nature, but of personal matters, be it wardrobe, hair, makeup, diet, the people that they put around them. And that's the case in the Ethiopian eunuch who's under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. So probably everything about this man is the opposite of everything Philip has ever encountered. It's a very effeminate man. It's probably a dark-skinned man, although that wouldn't have been unusual in the Middle East. We tend to think Jesus and the disciples were white, but I don't know if you've ever seen a Middle Eastern man. He's not white. But this man would have been a dark-skinned African, most likely. He's not Jewish. He has little knowledge. We don't assume he's Jewish. However, he's been in Jerusalem to worship, which means he's either pursuing God or pursuing the Jewish faith in some way or the other, or perhaps he was in Jerusalem to worship but not to worship the God of Israel. In whatever case, he finds himself with a scroll of Isaiah, and that's where we'll pick it up tomorrow, because where he reads is very important.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.